When Sue Short uncovers her honeybee hive behind glass, it's a real field trip showstopper.
Well, and listen, guys, you know what?
But her pollination lecture is just tip of the corn cob for kids who tour Henrietta Creek Orchard in Tarrant County. Home to 700 dwarf apple trees, children get an up-close look at how the irrigation system works, the conveyor belt and automatic apple washer, and everything else on this working farm, including a pen full of playful chickens. A few dozen students from First Baptist Church of Denton troop across the farm, seemingly immune to the 100-degree North Texas heat. 71-year-old Sue Short runs the field trip program pretty much on her own. It involves a lot of walking, kid wrangling, and time outside.
I get hot and I get tired, but it's real fulfilling, too. When you got kids come out like that, and they have a good time, they'll have memories. We have kids who come back that are going to college and remember coming here to the apple orchard.
This field trip is certainly a memorable one for Madden Shoebotham. She may only be 9 years old, but has a remarkably clear picture of both the perks and pitfalls of life on a farm.
Cool, because you would get to grow stuff and you know you were feeding people, but it'd also be a little nerve-wracking because you would have to be like, are there going to be grasshoppers today? Or like, I wonder what's going to happen. Is it there going to be rain? Is there going to be snow? Is there going to be a freeze? Is it going to be just a scorching day?
Every one of Madden's questions is valid, and Sue and her 74-year-old husband Ray have asked them all 100 times before. Sue and Ray tend to their 11-plus acres by themselves. They have no paid staff and nobody to take over. So while they're ready to retire, they just can't.
I'm older. I don't want to do this no more.
So why do it?
Because I need the money. Social Security don't pay all the bills.
Ray had open heart surgery 2 years ago and battles diabetes. He recently fell off the roof and broke several ribs, but it's up to him to hand water 200 trees every day. And he's not alone. In the late 1970s, the average age of a farmer was 50. Today, it's 57 plus.
That has become a really major concern, is how we get new people into this business and how do we find exit strategies for those who are really willing to retire.
That's Steve Amason, a professor with Texas A&M. He says the fastest growing farm demographic is people 65 and up. People like Sue and Ray Short.
I used to love it when I first started, when I was about 30 years younger.
But Sue says when it comes to caring for this much land, they may have overstayed their welcome.
I love growing stuff, always have. But your body kind of limits you, you know, to what you can do. I have big ideas and things that I've wanted to do for years, but, you know, I'm not able to do all of it.
And now that they're both into their 70s, they need to make some changes. They've been trying to sell a parcel of land for years now. They had a deal lined up before the recession, but now, not even a nibble.
We had a contract on that 6 acres for $320,000. Today, if somebody offered me $200,000, I'd take it. And you can print that.
Until they can count on some more money coming in, Sue and Ray have to carry on. But for Sue, even though the work is backbreaking, she says she's not quite ready to give up those golden hours she spends with field trip kids.
You know, I would miss that. I think I would be saying, you know, well, I don't know what my identity would be. You know, who am I, you know? Because right now I'm an apple grower, I'm a farmer, I'm a teacher. So I don't know.
So for now, Henrietta Creek Orchard will remain in the aging hands of Sue and Ray Short. And they'll continue to loan it out, a few hours at a time, to kids excited to pick apples and taste test black-eyed peas.
So what are we looking at right here?
Peppers.
Peppers.
Courtney Collins for KERA News.